This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Hi, this is Toddy Goldsmith. You're listening to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Joy 94.9.
My next guest this morning started out acting in iconic shows such as Young Doctors, Prisoner, and The Secret Life of Us, and Neighbours, of course. She is also part of the band The Shantuzies, and over the years she's appeared on stage as an MC and also a marriage celebrant. A big joy welcome to Toddy Goldsmith.
Oh, Leo, thank you. It's so nice to be here.
Thanks for coming in, doll. Now, obviously, we know you from acting. You got started in your first role in Young Doctors, is that right?
You've done your research.
I've done my research, honey.
I was a young girl. I was 19 years old and I went, you know, doing acting classes, and my acting teacher suggested me to his agent, and that agent suggested me for an audition at Grundy's, and boom, shanker, off I went. And yeah, Young Doctors, it was a great place to start because everyone was just beautiful and supportive. But I moved to Sydney. It's quite a grown-up thing to do. I was a young 19-year-old. They're not like the 19-year-olds now. I was a little girl. Not a little girl, I mean, hello. But I wasn't worldly, let's say.
And then you move on to Prisoner. What an iconic show that was. Strong woman in this fantastic show. What was that experience like for you?
It was really frightening. I didn't have my driver's license. And when I went out to Nana Wadding, you're stuck out there.
It's in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere, yeah. And they gave me cab vouchers, but I'd get out there. And even if I had 5, 6, 7, 8 hours in between scenes, I was out there. And they were a pretty tough mob. Like, really, they took on their characters. And I was young and fairly inexperienced and pretty frightened. But I did 6 months and I learned so much, and I feel really honoured to be part of something as iconic as you said, because it's, you know, even when I did Blue Heelers and Stingers, all those shows, when you've been part of them, there's a sense of pride about being an Aussie and part of that industry that goes along with that.
After that, you were in Neighbours as well. Yeah. Again, an iconic show.
Yeah.
And with shows like Prisoner and even Young Doctors and also Neighbours, the UK following is huge.
It's absolutely amazing. I was only in it for like three and a half months.
Yeah, yeah. You play Cassandra Freeman, who, of course, your daughter,
Margot Robbie,
and she's doing great things overseas at the moment.
I caught up with her in LA a few months ago, and she is just having the best time.
Yeah.
She's just rocking and happy and free and intelligent and beautiful, and just she's going to be something really big. So, it was a great experience doing that. I'd forgotten how tough soap was. I hadn't done soap in a long time. And the scheduling is just
fast
crazy.
Turnaround.
Oh, yeah. You shoot 5.5 hours a week and it's fast paced. I've got so much respect for soap actors.
And in The Secret Life of Us, we saw a bit more of you than usual.
Oh, no. I, you know what? I didn't see it, but I do remember being slammed up against the door by a younger man. It wasn't bad.
Is it tough doing those confronting scenes?
I think, look, by that stage, because I was older than him, I think I was in my 40s and I'm 51 now, he was new and young. And I think he was the one that found it intimidating, because by the time I was in my 40s, I was in my body, you know,
comfortable.
Really comfortable. I had on a bra and undies and everything. And his nerves actually brought up more of a maternal thing in me to try and help him relax. So it's quite a surreal experience. There's cameras and booms everywhere, and it's, you know, you're trying to get in the moment and imagine who that person is to you, substitute it. But it's a weird thing. It's not the favourite thing in the world to do, let me tell you. But it's funny looking back.
I mean, drama at the moment is coming back in a big way, because with so much reality stuff on TV, I think Aussie audiences want really good quality Aussie dramas, which I think we do so well. How do you think that's going in the future? Do you think shows like Pack the Rafters and Winners and Losers and Wentworth, more in particular, it's going in that right direction, I think?
Look, I think it is. I think we're maturing and I think we're staying true to ourselves. It's a tough one because there's not a lot of money in it and it's very hard for productions to stay alive because they need to prove their worth through the advertising dollar. Advertising people aren't spending as much money, and it's this sort of vicious cycle. But I think we, especially with more and more Australians holding the flag high, I think we're quite proud of our Aussie product, you know, with Hugh Jackman and everybody overseas. I think we're getting proud. And the more Aussies that tune into these shows and the more companies that decide to back them and put money behind them, we're going to have a great future. I'm going to tell you a story, strange as it might seem, a zombie.
The slice of Retro Heaven on the Friday morning show with the Chantuzis with Witch Doctor. This morning on the show is Toddy Goldsmith. Toddy, now the Chantuzis formed back in 1986. Coming from the acting world, why the music world?
Well, it was actually, we weren't planning to turn into a band as such, but my dad had a nightclub called the Melbourne Underground, and my 24th birthday was coming up, and my brother Brett, who played bass in the Chantuzis and wrote the songs with Eve and James Rain, he said, why don't I get some of my muso friends together? You get all your girlfriends together, and because we used to get together and have sing-alongs just for fun. And let's put a show on at the Underground and invite all our mates. So we did. We went and bought sequins fabric and had skirts made, and the boys got dressed up and we covered the stage in white silk and put on a show. We had 1,000 friends between all of us there, and it went off, and we were doing 50s, 60s music covers. And then my dad said, I want you here as a regular thing. I want you to come on Wednesday nights. And it built and built and built. And before we knew it, we had a record company approaching us and management. And David Courtney, who wrote Long Tall Glasses with Leo Sayer, approached us and said, I think you should do this song called Witch Queen of New Orleans, which was sort of a kind of rock song and from 1971. And we listened to it, and Mushroom Records said, do it. And Brad Robinson was our manager at the time from Australian Crawl, and he said, I'm going to get the money. And off we went and did it, and did a film clip, and Peter Fayman shot it, and here we are.
That song went top five. It's very sort of Bananarama Venus sounding when I hear the track. It's very sort of like retro, and the album went top 10. Was it all champagnes and limousines after that? Was it?
Well, it was the 80s. There was so, well, it was both, but nothing feels like hard work when it's that much fun.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got tired because the touring was endless, but it was exciting. We were young, and all of a sudden we went from just being buddies and having fun to, you know, being flown places and taken to lunches and signing autographs on. Well, Ali and I were kind of used to that part, and David Rain on drums, because we had acting, so we understood that sort of side of it. But it was so much fun, and a lot of pressure too, because the record companies put money into us and they want their money back and some, and, you know, that's how business is.
What's the major difference for you coming from the acting world into the music world? What's the major difference for you? What did you find?
Feeling really comfortable on stage, understanding to look to tell a story in a song, not just singing it. Just very comfortable with performance and people. And I think they're kind of not so dissimilar.
And fast forward a bit, because back in 2006, you guys did the Countdown Retro Tour, this kind of spectacular tour, and you guys reformed and got up on stage and sang Wanna Be Up.
Well, that was an honour to be invited, because Molly Meldrum and Michael Gudinski from Mushroom Records pulled this tour together, and we felt really honoured to have been included in this extraordinary lineup that they had. And I guess because we had been on Countdown and we had done fairly well, we'd gone triple platinum, and we had the most amazing time. And that's what's kind of triggered off this new wave of us working, is there is a demand. People of our age, a bit older or younger, they want to go out. They want to hear music that they relate to. And it brings up that body memory of when you were young and having fun. And people come to our shows and they just cut loose. A lot of these people's kids have grown up, you know, so they're out again, you know, if they had kids. And it's just, there's such a great vibe and we love it. So we're all on the same page.
So what's it like performing now? As opposed to back then, all of those old songs, and are you doing any new material?
We're actually looking at new material right now, which we're having meetings about, and we're playing a lot of the Shantuzi songs and our favourite covers from the 80s, 90s era. Like I do Betty Davis Eyes and I do a couple of Grace Jones songs, and we just sort of do this mishmash of songs that we really love and we feel the audience really love and mix it in with Shantuzis, but it's got that same sort of feel. And it's just a ball. We went to Albury last weekend and it was packed, and we did the Flying Saucer Club a couple of months ago and we were sold out, and they've invited us back. We're actually playing on November the 9th back there, and I'd love everyone to come. You have to book online because I don't think you can really buy at the door there, which would be great. Flying Saucer Club's in Elsternwick, November the 9th, so please book for that. And there's just the energy around it is just so fantastic. But it's more relaxed now because it's our own business. We don't have the record company controlling us, and there's no pressure. It's our own pressure. And the four of us put our heads together and we've become much more savvy in business, and we know how it works, and we love each other to pieces, and we're having a ball.
It's fun.
So much fun.
Talking of the business, because on my Facebook last night, I put up a post saying, oh, who wants to ask the girls a question, you know? And one thing that came up a few times was, why isn't the songs on iTunes?
It's a really good point. I've been discussing it with Eve and Brett, who wrote a lot of the songs, and I said, you've got to get them on because the requests for them are really alive, and I just keep reminding them. So just I'll keep saying it. I'm glad you brought that up because I do.
Because, I mean, during that time, obviously there's the whole royalty thing, the whole business side of things, but
could be making
what
money,
people are actually doing these days is actually re-recording those tracks and putting those tracks online.
We were thinking that's actually in our discussion, and we're having a meeting next Monday. We've got a whole lot of topics to cross off and new songs that we're going to do, and that's definitely on the list. So I'm glad you brought that up, Leo, because that's been on our hit list of things to get happening.
My special guest this morning is Toddy Goldsmith from the Shantuzis. More coming up next with Toddy and Ali Fowler on the phone from the set of Wentworth. That's next on Joy 94.9. My special guest this morning on the Friday morning show is Toddy Goldsmith, here Shantuzi's bandmate Ali Fowler. We all know from iconic shows like Sons and Daughters, Neighbours, All Saints, and most recently Wentworth. Joining me on the line from the set of season 2 of Wentworth is Ali Fowler. How are you going, Ali?
Hello. Look, I'm good. I mean, aside from, you know, going to work and getting bashed up each day, I'm good.
Now, Ali, let's talk briefly about how you got started in the industry, because Sons and Daughters was such an iconic show, and that was your first acting role playing Angela. Now, one of your co-stars was Peter Phelps, who I think we all had a bit of a crush on, us gay boys, in the 80s. Now, it was a real sort of soap, and it must have been such a great, fun place to work. What was that time like for you?
Yeah, look, it was great because I was only, I think 19 or something when I started on the show. I'd been studying acting in Adelaide with a theatre company called The Stage Company, and I'd been doing their drama course. And I went up to Sydney and auditioned for a bunch of different kind of shows, as you used to in those days. You could do a thing just called a general audition. And I went back to Adelaide, and then I got the call that I had the role. So I packed my bags and went back up to Sydney again. And away it went from there. And it was so much fun. We had an absolute ball. And it was, I mean, the thing about Sons and Daughters was it was so incredibly camp because of Pat the Rat in particular. I mean,
Rowena Wallace.
Slapping our faces and skull and scotch. Dragging on the ciggies. I don't know if anyone even does that sort of stuff anymore.
It was such a great show, and I remember watching it with my mum, actually, and we used to watch it every night in front of the table with dinner time, and it was just such a cool, and it's a very camp show.
Yeah.
And I think that really resonated with the gay audience.
Yeah, because it had a little bit of, but it had essences of, you know, Dynasty and Dallas, you know. She was, Pat the Rat was supposed to be a bit like our version of J.R. Ewing, you know.
And she did. She did that really well, yeah.
Yeah, she did, yeah.
And obviously, since then, you went on to star in Neighbours as Zoe. You played Daphne's friend in Neighbours. And also later in All Saints as well. But also, this year, you're in Wentworth. And what a show that has been, because it's been well received both here and overseas. You're currently filming season two at the moment.
Yes.
What's it been like playing that nasty prison bitch?
Look, it's quite interesting because yesterday I had a day where I got beaten up a lot, and obviously it's all choreographed, but it takes a few knocks here and there, even though it's, in theory, all supposed to be terribly safe. But, you know, I woke up this morning, I felt about 110 years old. I could hardly get out of bed.
Oh, Ellie,
and then
poor
you go,
thing.
Oh, you know, and you always cop a few bruises and a few bumps, even as I said, it's all supposed to be terribly sort of safe and choreographed, and they're supposed to be stunts.
I've witnessed the bumps and bruises.
Oh, okay.
And so, yeah, and it is sort of quite, I mean, Toddy will know this because she was in the first series of Prisoner. It's, you know, when you get kind of spend a day getting beaten up, it's quite, you feel quite vulnerable. It's quite emotional. You know, at the end of the day, you know, it's interesting. All the girls here said, go and do something nice for yourself on the weekend. You need to sort of almost treat yourself and take care of yourself in a way, because it's not a particularly nice place to put yourself.
Now, Ellie, of course, there's a lot of anticipation for the next season of Wentworth because it's gone so well here in Australia and overseas.
Yeah, and it's huge in England, apparently. Yeah.
And this next season is going to be the introduction of The Freak, which in Prisoner was played so brilliantly by Maggie Kirkpatrick. Yes. Now, without giving too much away, what can we expect from season two of Wentworth?
Look... more high drama.
Give us a scoop, darling.
I know you can't. What can I say? I think maybe, look, the first series had to deal with introducing the characters a lot, you know. So each character seemed to, of the main cast, seemed to have their own episode. Now that's done and that's out of the way, this series can now dip along a little faster with storylines rather than having to go back over the backstory.
Establishing of
those characters. Yeah.
One of the major talking points that I've discovered watching the first season was it was so short. Are they making the season a lot longer?
They're making another two, that's it. So just 12. Yeah.
Just 12.
12 in this slot instead of 10.
I think we want more than that, Ellie, please.
Yeah.
It'll happen.
Well, I mean, look, I think probably, but what do I know, they probably will go into a third series, but, you know, that's not, no one said that officially around here.
Fingers crossed.
But I would think, yeah.
Now, Ellie, back to the Shantees, as we were talking about before, you guys are back together and you're touring around the country. You've done some gigs already. There's talk of some new material. What's it like getting back with the girls again?
Oh, it's so much fun. And it's just like we never left.
Well, we didn't, because we were all besties. So we didn't leave. We just went on stage with each other all the time.
It is funny, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because people do sort of say, oh, what's it like to see the girls again and be with the girls again? You go, well, it's the same, except we're singing.
Yeah, exactly. That's so right.
We've always been hanging out together and going on holidays and going on adventures and... But we're just singing now as well.
We have a focus.
Again. Yeah.
Welcome back to the Friday Morning Show with Leo on Australia's only gay and lesbian radio station, Joy 94.9. That was the Shantuzias with Wanna Be Up. My special guest in studio is Toddy Goldsmith. Now, Toddy, apart from your acting, singing, you have been a TV presenter who remembers Sex Life, great series from the 90s. You're an MC for events. You're also a marriage celebrant. How on earth did that come about?
Well, I have this sort of philosophy in life. If something's told to me three times, I must listen. And that's what happened to me. My father suggested it, my sister-in-law suggested it, and a producer suggested it. And I went, okay, I'll go and do the course, whatever. I had no idea how intense the course would be, how detailed. I did the course, I've started doing it, and now I understand why everyone said it. I love it. It's such a beautiful, rewarding, fulfilling experience to be with people, whether it's renewing their vows, second marriage, first marriage. But when people are at that point in their life where they just go, this is important to us and why, and it's just rich and it's beautiful, and I'm in heaven. It's a beautiful thing for me to get older with, and it's a beautiful thing to be doing now, and I'm just pretty rapt.
And getting married by Tony Goldsmith, hello, must be quite special for some couples. So he knew you from the 80s and 90s and your TV shows.
Yeah.
It's got that personal touch to it.
Sorry, Leo, one couple that I'm marrying came to see the band.
Oh, cool.
And they decided then, they went, yep, we like her. She's got a good vibe. We want her. And, so, you know, they don't want sort of the... They want something a bit more current and, you know, more warm and a bit of fun. And I'm really hoping that gay marriage comes off.
I was going to ask you this because, I mean, this whole gay marriage thing, Tony Abbott's in now.
That ain't going to happen with Tony Abbott.
It's just ridiculous. So when it does happen, there'll be a queue, I'm sure, of guys and girls coming to get married by Tony Goldsmith.
Oh, I hope so.
I know.
Absolutely. I'm already planning my outfits. It's going to be like fancy dress.
Marriage equality, but in New Zealand, where I come from, it was through this year, and Australia's still a long way behind.
Oh, Tony Abbott, for crying out loud. Look, don't even get me started on that. It's just insane.
You had a message for Tony Abbott, what would you say to him?
Well, he considers himself a religious person, a person of God, and God's about love, and love is about marriage, and it's not about gender. It's about human relationships, and the more love there is in the world, the less hate there will be and the more peace there will be. And I can't get my head around the way he sees it. We need more happiness. We need more love. So, I don't know, he should just get over his upbringing. Clearly, it was very tight and very religious and Christian or whatever. Is he Catholic or Christian?
I don't know.
Doesn't matter. Anyway, he's just got to relax and go for happiness, which is love, which is marriage and gender, you know, whatever.
Talking of love, being a celebrity, I think, is important that you do charity work and you give a lot back to the community. And your aunt, we all love, Olivia Newton-John, and she has done so much wonderful work for her Cancer and Wellness Centre, and you've supported her as well.
Yeah.
You must be so proud of her, not only her career achievements, but also her charity achievements. It must be kind of, look at her, see it in the paper and on TV. It's almost like, my God, you're so giving. Such a giving woman.
She is. It's kind of hard for me because we're very, very close, and it's always hard for me to see her as an icon in music. I understand it, but I just see Olivia. But when it's come to the hospital, and I've been, you know, with her working on it from the ground up, to actually see it built to help raising the funds and see her passion towards it and her flying herself out of her own pocket to come and help raising the funds for it, that blows me away. Mm. And when I go up to the hospital and I see her name at the top of it, I get quite emotional seeing that. And she's really emotional. And my mother, her sister, died recently of brain cancer, and it made it more important to us. You know, she's had breast cancer and I've had quite a bit of cancer in the family, but losing mum was just so profound. And understanding what it's like to lose a family member to cancer for both of us has made this mission greater. And, she blows me away, Olivia. She's just beautiful on so many levels. She's a profound, deep, sensitive, beautiful, funny, fun human being.
You mentioned your mum before, and you lost your mum this year.
Yeah.
I lost my dad back in June as well.
Oh, God, it's hard, isn't it?
It's been... Losing a parent is hard. You it's only primal. Go through it like once or twice in our lifetime, and I didn't expect I would go through it this year. Mm. And looking back, I was in New Zealand for a month organising everything and thinking how on earth I got through that month because I had so much to organise after the fact.
Yeah.
What did your mum teach you?
Oh, don't I cry.
Sorry.
Forgiveness, humour. The last 3 weeks I spent with her in LA were just so connected and beautiful, and we've all got sort of relationships with our parents that we need some healing, and it's just heal whatever you're going through with your parents, just get past any ego and get into love, because you lose them and it's a profound experience and it's undescribable because it is such a primal thing. So yeah, the time I had with her was so beautiful.
It's really tough. But, I mean, you're doing some great work in the community, because tomorrow is a very special event that's happening, and it's to raise funds for homeless youth. Tell us about that.
Well, this is the garage. I'm trying to suck back my tears.
Oh, that's okay.
No, the garage sale trail, which is an incredible thing.
It's on in South Bank. It's on in the Boyd Community Hall, and it's in South Bank. It's to raise funds for the homeless youth. There's heaps of fantastic stores there, and there's even a chance for Neighbours fans to come along and buy some exclusive memorabilia from the show. It sounds like a great event.
Well, it's an amazing event, and it's a fantastic concept, because basically they're this company that formed, I think they started in Sydney 10 years ago. It's about sustainability and it's about reusing things again, and it's it brings communities together as well, because people all over Australia on the 26th of October, which is on Saturday, are going to be having garage sales. And you can upload an app, which is this garage sale trail, and you can also go to the website, which is www.garagesaletrail.com.au, and you can actually find, you can go by the area that you live in or by the things that you're after. Like, I am a vintage belt nut. I love them. So I'll go in and look up vintage belts, and then it'll tell me how to go and find vintage belts. So it also brings community together, and it helps landfill, and it's just really about sustainability, community, charity, and it's just an amazing, amazing concept. And I'm really, really proud that they've asked me to be part of it. 75,000 Victorians are expected to get involved.
Well, I'm going to get along there, because it sounds...
Are you? Yeah, what time are you going to be there?
It starts at 9 o'clock, and it's at the Boyd Community Centre at 207 City Road in South Bank from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. So make sure you get along there.
I'll meet you down there, because then I'll go from there to my sound check.
Okay.
Let's do that. Let's have a date.
Let's have a date. Yeah. I'll date.
Yay.
Get yourself a bargain. There's some great stores there, and a chance for Neighbours fans to pick up some stuff from the set. But it's going to be a great event tomorrow, so make sure you get along to that. There's more details on our website, on our Facebook page. Thank you so much, Tylee Goldsmith, for coming
Leo,
in.
Leo, it's such a pleasure. You're such a honey. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming into Joy and supporting Australia's only and first and only gay lesbian radio station.
Hi, this is Tylee Goldsmith, and you're listening to Australia's first and only LGBTI radio station, Joy 94.9.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.